Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Wednesday, the 26th of February, 2020. It's the 57th day of the year. 309 days remain till the end of the year, 22 days until spring begins, 6 days until Super Tuesday, and 251 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 6:45. The sun sets at 6:01. We have 11 hours and 16 minutes of daylight to play in today. Solar noon at 12:23. The first low tide will be at 6:52 this morning. The first high tide at 1:18 this morning earlier. The next high tide at 12:57 this afternoon. Final low tide at the Golden Gate at 7 o'clock tonight. The moon is currently 7.8% visible. A waxing crescent moon will have a quarter moon in 5 days on Monday, the 2nd of March. Today is Ash Wednesday, Carnival Day, For Pete's Sake Day, Inconvenience Yourself Day, Levi Strauss Day, National Personal Chef Day, National Pistachio Day, Tell a Fairy Tale Day, and Thermos Bottle Day. It's also the first day of Ayam Iha in the Baha'i Faith, Day of Remembrance in Azerbaijan, Liberation Day in Kuwait, and Savior's Day in the Nation of Islam. On this day in Black history, in 1869, the 15th Amendment is entered into the Constitution and the right to vote for Black men was sent to states for ratification. On this day in 1926, Carter G. Woodson started Negro History Week. 1964, Cassius Clay changed his name to Muhammad Ali. 66, Andrew Brimmer becomes the first Black governor of the Federal Reserve Board, and in 2012, we remember the name Trayvon Martin. Birthdays, Black history birthdays today include Wallace Fard Muhammad, Fats Domino, and Erykah Badu. Joe Burke sings and plays guitar for an acoustic rock band called the Yerba Buena Orchestra. You know Joe Burke as being my predecessor and sitting in this chair as the morning edition announcer here on KLW. The Yerba Buena Orchestra is giving a show tonight at 8 p.m. at the Iron Springs Pub and Brewery on Center Boulevard in Fairfax, and the show is free. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio station, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. In many of the elementary schools, the cheese pizza, turkey pepperoni pizza, sesame chicken wrap, and the corn with Italian garlic seasoning. Middle and high schoolers can also have the barbecue chicken sandwich, the teriyaki chicken wings and rice, the yogurt parfait, the edamame pods with tahini, and the baby carrots. That is what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools, we thought you'd like to know. Listener called and said, why do you read the San Francisco menu and not say the Berkeley menu or any other town? And like I said, our licenses held by the San Francisco Unified School District. I will disclose that my sweetheart is a lunch lady who works for the Davis Joint Unified School District. And if you're interested to know that, pizza day. It's pizza day. And boy, when it's pizza day, I hear about it. It's a lot of work just to feed kids pizza on a school day. So more information than you need here on 91.7. Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. More BBC News later this hour with Top Line at 8:42, BBC News Hour later today at 2 o'clock. Hi everyone, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories from SF Gate. Yesterday afternoon, Mayor London Breed declared a state of emergency for the city of San Francisco in response to the Center for Disease Control asking cities in the United States to be prepared for the coronavirus. Only a handful of cases have been reported in Northern California, and the virus has not spread. However, the recent declaration will allow the city to secure funding, mobilize additional city resources, and expedite the process of emergency planning. The declaration will last 7 days, after which it will be voted on with the San Francisco Board of Supervisors on March 3rd. This story from the San Jose Mercury, Anderson Reservoir is a dammed lake. Careful how I say that, in Santa Clara County, just east of Morgan Hill on Highway 101, and it quenches the thirst of Silicon Valley. But a federal regulator is ordering that the water supply should be drained by starting in October. The earthen dam was built in 1950, and it poses a risk of collapse during a major earthquake. Worst case scenario, after a huge shaker, the dam could burst and flood the entire Santa Clara Valley all the way north and west towards the Bay Marshes. Efforts have been made to rebuild the dam, but many of those have run out of money. Santa Clara Valley Water District is investigating other sources of water, including groundwater. Pacific Gas and Electric is in the news today also. PG&E's CEO Bill Johnson is blaming the company's past management for negligence resulting in wildfires that have killed nearly 140 people in recent years. He told state regulators yesterday that he's steering the utility in a direction to make safety its top priority. Meanwhile, the $13.5 billion settlement between victims of wildfires and the power company that caused them are being fought over between the victims, government agencies, and lawyers for each of their share of the money. PG&E is trying to emerge from bankruptcy. A judge will decide who gets what and how much later today. The Cross Currents Morning Report is coming up later this hour. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon, and a full half hour of Cross Currents later today at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. You can hear Bird Note at the beginning of Fresh Air about a little less than an hour from now at 9:04 this morning here on KALW. One more hour of Morning Edition is next from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from Hiscox, selling business insurance tailored to fit the needs of each small business. Quotes and information on insurance policies are available at Hiscox.com. Hiscox, business insurance experts. Sunny today, highs in the 60s to the lower 70s, westerly winds up to only 5 miles per hour. Time right now is 8:07. Good morning.